but dry. And then tomorrow morning, chilly. Saturday, it's going to be that way each day for the weekend. Sunday as well. Sunday morning, the clock's going back 1 hour as we get back to Central Standard Time. The morning lows tomorrow starts off 40s and 50s. The afternoon, 60s with a sunny day. Sunshine Sunday, clear, crisp start of the morning, 40s to upper 30s. The mild areas close to 50. Sunshine with the afternoon high Sunday going to the upper 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show November 6th and 7th to see thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, November 6th, 9 to 5. Sunday, November 7th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. It's He Said, She Said, all on WGSO. We want to give a big welcome to our friends who are joining us online at WGSO.com, on the dial at 990 AM, on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio and Simple Radio apps. It's good to have all of you on board. We're here every Monday at 5. I'm Jeff Cruer, and normally with me is my wife, Mimi Cruer, but she's going to be out for a few weeks, and we're very pleased to have with us as our co-host for the next few weeks. She's a local businesswoman, activist, and very keen political observer. Our friend Carol LaGreco is with us here this evening. And Carol, how are you? Good evening.
I'm doing wonderful. Hello, all you patriots out there listening in tonight. Glad y'all are here.
Yes, and in a few minutes, we'd love to hear from you. Come join us at 504-556-9696. And, of course, you can email me at jeff@wgso.com. So, Carol, since we last talked, we had some big news as far as these vaccine mandates. The Biden administration released their OSHA rules saying that, you know, these were going to have to be enforced by companies by January the 4th. And if the companies did not enforce these regulations, there would be hell to pay. And, of course, this led to a flurry of lawsuits from different companies from different states. And we did have some relief in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals where they have stayed this. And now it's going to be battled out in court. So these regulations are not yet implemented, and we'll have to see what the courts decide. It was at least a little victory for us.
Well, it buys us some time, and it gives us more time to get our plan together, we as the people, to fight this and to move together as a unified America and opposing tyranny that we're facing from the left and this new administration.
No doubt about it. And it does, I think, give us some hope and encouragement because the court raised some issues with this mandate. I mean, in my view, it's clearly unconstitutional. It's clearly unprecedented. This is not something that the United States has historically done. And with all the side effects, all the problems that people are having with this vaccine, I think this is a ludicrous policy to force people to take a vaccine that doesn't have the record yet, because it's so new, to really know its effectiveness and the side effects.
Well, it's not just that. It's also the fact that we do have treatments that we can use. And when we don't even know how many true illnesses are truly from COVID-19, or if it's just the flu, or now that we've known for some time that, many other deaths, cancer, et cetera, heart attacks are being classified as COVID. Is it really the big pandemic that the big bad wolf, so to speak, that they say it is? And is it something that they're just fear-mongering to make us afraid to walk out of our doors and to comply with everything that this new administration is trying to impose upon us?
Yeah, it really is unprecedented, and they are imposing one thing after another on us. Here's some interesting information, though. We had a big rally today in L.A., so you had thousands of people out there objecting to this vaccine mandate. Also in California, the governor there has been MIA since getting a booster shot. So now law enforcement sources confirm that he's recovering after getting his booster. So I guess that's why he's been out of the spotlight. And, it just goes to show you people are getting side effects to this. And the data is pretty overwhelming that, people are not responding well. The COVID vaccine is linked to something called myocarditis. And that is pretty significant. It's heart-related complications have cropped up time and time again in vaccinated people and coronavirus patients. It's inflammation of the heart muscle. And it's especially serious for young people that are forced into taking this vaccine, Carol.
That's very true. And then, especially when you talk about small children, how do we yet know if they may have underlying health issues? As we get older and we spend more time visiting our physicians, we find out about high blood pressure and heart conditions and things like that. I mean, it wasn't until after Katrina that I found out that I had a heart condition and had a mini stroke. And, wow. I am very cautious about taking a shot that could ultimately make me have a stroke or, have other issues that would worsen my condition and then maybe not even be functional.
Carol LaGreco with us, Jeff Cruer here. It is He Said, She Said on WGSO, our talk line 504-556-9696. And then you have the case of Aaron Rodgers. He is, maybe now that Drew Brees has retired, and of course you have Tom Brady out there, maybe the most famous, most successful quarterback, or certainly one of them in the NFL. Turns out he was unvaccinated. He got COVID. He is now recovering. And he has been attacked savagely because he didn't take the vaccine. And for some reason, they feel like they can pile on this guy. And they were trying to get him removed from his sponsors. I mean, what is up with these people? I mean, just because someone doesn't take a vaccine, you're out to destroy that person?
Well, you had...
Oh, go
sorry.
Ahead.
I think they think this is a totalitarian government, and they forgot that we have these freedoms that are our God-given freedoms, our rights as American citizens, and freedom of speech, freedom of religion. These are all things that we're entitled to and should not be stomped on by anyone, even if we do not agree with them. People
right.
should have the right to believe what they want to believe as long as they're not hurting someone else.
Correct. 504-556-9696. That's what America's all about. Freedom. Freedom of choice. Freedom to take whatever kind of medication you want. You should have that privacy. It should be between you and your doctor. It's not Joe Biden's role to know what you're doing, nor is it Pete Buttigieg or... Alejandro Mayorkas or any other member of this administration. So The fight goes on. Let's squeeze in a quick call before we end this segment, Carol. 504-556-9696 to join us. We welcome Roy, who is with us in Marrero. Hey, Mr. Roy, how you doing? Good evening.
Hey, Jeff, long time.
Hey.
Anyway, yeah, I keep on wondering. You had a guest on maybe a couple of weeks ago was saying how the vaccine had a 90.7% efficacy rate. That they've proven. Well, gets to me is if you don't take the vaccine, you got 99.7% chance of survival. But if you take it, what? If you get the COVID, then you got only a 90% chance of survival. Seems strange to me.
Well, I guess you were claiming that that is the rate of those who take it and don't get COVID, that
well,
you're protected
from
COVID.
They show these. They don't want to show the VAERS thing, and
right.
They have committees in D.C. with the senator, some guy named Ron Johnson, and they had the charts up there, and none of this is reported out as news.
No,
I mean. It's strange. And then Aaron Rodgers.
Ron Johnson is doing a great job, by the way. He is. He's a hero.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, because he got COVID, he took a monoclonal antibody infusion. And they don't want to even go to that. They don't want to say
no.
that he's doing something for it. You know.
No, they don't. They didn't want to talk about hydroxychloroquine. They didn't want to talk about ivermectin. They don't want to talk about the antibody treatment. All they want people to do is be forced into taking the vaccine. All right, my friend. Great to hear from you, Mr. Roy. We'll take a brief time out, take care of some business, come back and get Carol LaGreco's take on all these issues and more. Come join us, 504-556-9696. What do you say? Open line here in the program. Are you going to be getting your booster? Should we be forcing people to get shots? Does a person like Aaron Rodgers have the right to not take it? Or should he be condemned and thrown out of the league? Lose his sponsors? Howard Stern had some harsh words for Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more right here on the program. 504-556-9696, our talk line, jeff@wgso.com, the email address. Let's take care of some business. Quick time out. We'll be right back.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
Never knew love before. Then came you. Then came you.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, NOLA mayoral candidate Matthew Hill will join us. We'll talk about his vision for the city, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. GSO.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Hey, welcome back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Jeff Cruer here, joined by Carol LaGreco. Taking your calls, 504-556-9696. So I'm just so outraged at what they're doing to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, kudos to State Farm for not bowing to the pressure, saying, quote, we respect his right. And that should be the way it is for everyone. Carol, any comments?
Oh, of course, always. You know, when you're talking about State Farm, we're talking about, you know, our abilities to have freedoms. Here's State Farm saying, hey, here's somebody who has the right to their First Amendment rights. You know, this is his body, his choice. So, you know, we as American citizens, concerned citizens, people who want to be engaged, you know, let's fight back on social media and everything else. Go to State Farm's social media and congratulate them for standing up for him. Go to his page. The people who were, you know, the naysayers, you know, you can comment. Now, that's not always the best use of our time. However, when people who are so engaged with social media, it will enlighten people to realize that it's more than just one side here. And I think that's very important. You know, Aaron Rodgers was saying that, you know, he was allergic to some of the ingredients, I believe, that are in the mRNA vaccine.
Right.
So now how do we know if we're allergic to something in the vaccine or not until we take it? You know, like, what kind of investigation do you do? You know, most Americans are told to blindly follow our leaders and do what they say, and then we put our own lives in jeopardy.
And you know what? It's his business what reason he had for not taking the vaccine. He didn't have to tell us he was allergic. He should just have said or been able to say, for whatever personal reasons, I'm not taking it. Or he really shouldn't have even been forced to even say what he did. I mean, this whole thing where we feel like we have the right to know what someone's decision is on a vaccine is ludicrous.
Well, what happened to HIPAA laws? You know,
exactly.
It's only good when it serves certain people. And it's not for all of us. It, you know, the government has the right. You know, we had Kim, the flight attendant from Southwest Airlines, on the show last week. And one of the issues that they had was that when they are trying to get an exclusion from having to take the vaccination, they're told that after these 20 pages of questions, that then they have to give the company the ability to look at all of their medical records. Well, isn't that against HIPAA laws? I mean, to just give all of your information blindly to a company?
Should be. Corinne Jean-Pierre is the assistant press secretary And she said today that, quote, everything's on the table, Carol, regarding mandatory vaccines for domestic travel. So not only are you forcing people to wear masks, but pretty soon they're going to be forcing people to take the vaccine. And again, that's just another reason not to fly. I mean, it's just unbelievable that they're forcing this on Americans. And I know a lot of pilots and flight attendants aren't too happy about that, Carol.
No, absolutely not. And American citizens aren't either. They're just the citizen who wants to go see their family for Thanksgiving. You know, do I want to go to an airport with all this controversy to sit in an airport where, you know, maybe it might take me a couple extra hours to drive? You know, it might take me almost as much as it costs to fly a plane. But I get there and I get back and have a car when I get there.
Right.
You know, they've
but
downgraded
you're going to be getting it one way or another. They're going to get you with air travel with all the mandates and the vaccinations. But if you travel by car, then they're going to get you with the gas prices because the gas prices are going through the roof. So, you know, it's just a tough situation. Let's squeeze in some calls. Carol LaGreco with us. Jeff Cruer here. Our talk line 504-556-9696. We welcome our good friend Matthew in Metairie, who's with us. Good evening, sir. How goes it?
It goes well. So Carolyn had talked about how, and I was curious about this too, you know, people who had heart attacks were put down as COVID deaths. Well, the thing is the spike protein on the COVID-19 virus can cause heart attacks. As it docks with the ACE2 receptors, it causes coagulation and increase in the B-dimer levels. And so, yes, you can get a heart attack from COVID-19. Guess what else can give you a heart attack? The vaccine, because it's tricking your body into producing what? Spike protein. And these can accidentally dock with ACE2 receptors before they're, you know, attacked by any antibodies and cause heart attacks. So
and all this anxiety that this is causing could cause heart attacks. So
needless to say. But
right.
So the case is going to be the panel is going to argue the case tomorrow. And when the Fifth Circuit is going to issue their final opinion, you know, who knows? It should be soon. But one of the problems that we are going to face is we got to get this to the Supreme Court and have an argument that will win with Amy Coney Barrett. Amy Coney Barrett is not going to take my rights, my rights, my rights. She is going to listen to my science, my science, my science. And the science is on our side. The vaccines do not prevent transmission. You can tell that by looking at the UK and Israel. The vaccines don't keep you from dying. You can, again, look at the UK, look at Israel. If you want to look at a country that's done it right, it still looks like Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden. And what about India now, where people are taking ivermectin and it's having tremendous impact? You know, one country you don't want to look at is Australia, that has developed a police state there. And Canada, which has developed a police state. And New Zealand, which has established a police state. So we certainly don't want to follow their lead. Matthew, thank you, my friend. We'll get Carol's take on it. And we'll also welcome more of your phone calls. 504-556-9696. Also, we want to get into the latest with the January 6th prisoners. And also the rhinos riding to the rescue of creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden, supporting his infrastructure nonsense. Quick time out. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest and best pizza parlor in New Orleans. Wayne Del Corral opened New York Pizza in 1980, and it's been a favorite of locals and visitors ever since. Just like Wayne did in the 1980s, his sons, Quinn and Dylan, are now running the restaurant. New York Pizza was the first one in the city to open after Hurricane Ida, and their menu features some of my favorite pizzas, such as the Bronx, the Brooklyn Barbecue, the Queens, and the delicious Big Apple. The pizza is thin, like New York style, but with a French-style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that's unforgettable. Next to New York Pizza is the Bronx Bar, also operated by the Del Corral family, located at 44-16-18 Magazine Street in New Orleans. For more information, visit NewYorkPizzaNola.com or call 891-2376. And if you mention Jeff Cruera Ringside Politics, you get a 10% discount. Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, NOLA mayoral candidate Matthew Hill will join us. We'll talk about his vision for the city, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, NOLA mayoral candidate Matthew Hill will join us. We'll talk about his vision for the city, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on
WGSO. Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The Biden administration's proposal to force a vaccine mandate on companies of 100 or more employees is now in limbo after a stay ordered by the U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans. This is good news to Louisiana businessman Brandon Trostler, who brought suit in the case.
I'm excited for my businesses and my employees, and then also, you know, American workers. Just incredibly excited.
Trostler employs about 500 people at his 15 grocery stores in Louisiana and Mississippi. He says the mandate is a terrible overreach for the president or the executive branch. Louisiana's 2018 State Trooper of the Year will take on a new role, inmate. 42-year-old former trooper Jason Boyette of Ponchatoula was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison after pleading guilty to distribution of child pornography. Boyette will have to serve an additional 5 years of supervised release after his sentence ends. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news on LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Do you want to be a member of the Louisiana State Legislature? Do you respect women's sports and the Second Amendment? Could you protect women's sports and the Second Amendment in the Louisiana State Legislature? We would like your opinion. Email help@rhinorecall.la. That's help@rhinorecall.la. Rhino is R-I-N-O. Help, H-E-L-P, at rhinorecall.la. LA. Do you want to be a member of the Louisiana State Legislature? Do you respect women's sports and the Second Amendment? Could you protect women's sports and the Second Amendment in the Louisiana State Legislature? We would like your opinion. Email help@rhinorecall.la. That's help@rhinorecall.la. Rhino is R-I-N-O. Help, H-E-L-P, at rhinorecall.la. Hey folks, it's Jim.
Jeff Cruer. We all know a clean home is a beautiful home, but mold, mildew, algae, oxidation, dirt can ruin your curb appeal and devalue your investment. Who can you trust to provide a safe and effective process that uses appropriate detergents and soft water pressure that are designed to rid surfaces of these unwanted elements? The team at Cutting Edge Pressure Washing. They use the soft wash method, which is proven safe, gentle, and non-abrasive. It is a superior cleaning alternative to the harmful effects of standard power washing. This process uses biodegradable solutions to safely clean exterior surfaces. Do you need help with your vinyl, stucco, hardy board, wood, or brick surfaces? Cutting Edge Pressure Washing can help you. They can also clean driveways and patios, decks, and fences. Their commitment is backed by a 100% guarantee. So call them at 888-814-DIRT. That's 888-814-DIRT. Or check them out at 504PressureWash.com. All right, welcome back. She Said, She Said, right here on WGSO. Jeff Cruer with you, joined by Carol LaGreco, our talk line to join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 504-556-9696. And email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. Carol, over the weekend, Joe Biden had himself a victory with this transportation, this infrastructure package being supported by 13 rhinos. Senate had 19 rhinos, and it's now the law of the land. And this is going to be $1.2 trillion. And then they're going to be pushing next the Build Back Better bill, which could be $4 trillion. Seems like whenever we have him on the ropes, rhinos come running to his rescue, Carol.
Yes, and the clear definition, you know, Republicans name only. We really need to get out there. I recommend to people going to house.gov, looking up your representatives by state. It's very simple. It's very easy. They have their phone numbers, what committees they're on. Call them. I encourage everyone to get out there and call these people and let them know that you do not agree with this and they work for you, the American people. We are not going to be able to stand by without getting involved. We need to get engaged and start doing something to really help. Each and every one of us needs to contact Congress.
Unfortunately, the head of the Republican Senate Committee, Rick Scott, says that the NRSC will be supporting turncoat Republican Lisa Murkowski in the 2022 Senate election. So, you know, Republicans are going to try to reelect her. Donald Trump is supporting a candidate running against her. So I certainly hope the real conservative can win in Alaska. Alaska is not a blue state. So we'll see. It'll be one of the many races to follow next year after we got some momentum from the elections last week. 504-556-9696. Also, Carol, Joe Biden is now backtracking on his first saying it was garbage. Then it was like, oh, yeah, I guess we should be paying family members that were separated at the border. And he was yelling at a reporter about it. They're talking about payments up to $450,000, Carol, for these folks who broke the law. They broke the law.
They broke the law by coming into our country illegally. And then here, these people want to give immunity to illegals. And then when we have our true patriots sitting in prisons who are being prosecuted for exercising their First Amendment rights, those people didn't do anything to our country. They didn't tear up the Capitol. Most of these people that are in prison, there are 37 to-date prisoners sitting in a D.C. jail that is not allowed to have visitors, that are in substandard conditions. When the U.S. Marshals came in, they failed their test. And all the other prisoners, except for the D.C. January 6th prisoners, were sent to other prisons. This is a disgrace when people that don't even belong in our country who are coming in,
right,
and we're supposed to get mandated, you know, to have vaccines and this, and these people can go free through the country, giving them our money that we, the people, are paying for. Our tax dollars are paying for this when we don't even take care of our own. It's very sad.
Yeah, how those folks have been treated is an outrage. It's a stain upon this country. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. It's unforgivable. These people have been denied due process rights. They've been treated worse than terrorists. Gitmo terrorists get a better accommodations than these people have gotten. And why they are not out on bail is beyond me. These are average Americans. Many of them are working class folks. They're not terrorists. They don't have connections to Al-Qaeda. They're not going to blow up a plane. I mean, there were people that were going into the Capitol with flags and Bibles and Trump hats and Trump gear. I mean, we're not talking about people that were trying to harm Nancy Pelosi or whoever else was in there. They were led in there by the Capitol Police. They were led astray by Antifa and, of course, FBI agents. We don't know how many FBI agents were in the mix, do we, Carol?
No, but we do know that there are some, and that has already been proven. And you look at these incidents, how many of these FBI agents were actually enticing people? I was there January 6th. I did not go in the Capitol, but I saw actual footage from people in our hotel that were inside. And we didn't see people with guns. You know what we saw? The only person with a gun was the man who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. We have forgotten about Ashley Babbitt. We've forgotten about our patriots that are sitting in prison rotting.
Yeah.
You know, that are defending our First Amendment rights.
Yeah. His name is Michael Byrd, the Capitol Police officer who had left a loaded gun in a Capitol bathroom and then didn't get reprimanded, stayed on the job. And then he, of course, gunned down Ashley Babbitt. She was unarmed, not a threat to him, and he shot and killed her anyway. Exonerated, not even reprimanded, not even suspended. No negative consequences for doing that. I would assume if a police officer shot and killed an unarmed Black Lives Matter or Antifa protester, it'd be a much different situation, wouldn't it, Carol?
Absolutely. It's sickening.
504-556-9696 to join us. Let's get back to the phone lines. And we welcome our friend, the Flaming Conservative, who's on with us. Good evening, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon, King Jeff. Good afternoon, Queen Carol. And you got to add a title
sir.
To that, too. Talk show host, starting December 6th.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind this evening, my friend?
You forgot to add in that spending bill that the Democrats have passed. It also contains tax breaks for big media. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. And another disgusting aspect of the bill. You're right.
And what you mentioned about daylight savings time this morning. The time change, it needs to stay daylight savings time year round. I'd rather it be dark in the morning and lighter late in the evening than what we're going through right now.
And I don't care, Flaming Conservative. I just want it to stay one way or another. All this flipping and flopping and back and forth and springing and falling, and it just drives me crazy. It messes up my body clock. I feel
mine too.
Tired. It's not... Even though we got, quote, an extra hour of sleep, it still feels strange. I don't like
it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the benefits are. They say we're supposed to save energy, and the stats show that doesn't happen. It leads to more accidents. It's not good for our health. And it is something that might have been useful 100 years ago, maybe, but certainly not now.
More sunlight's better for your health. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Flame of Conservative, thank you, my friend. Carol, do you have any thoughts on daylight saving time? It's one of my pet peeves. I'm not a big fan at all.
Actually, it doesn't bother me. For me, it is just a change and keeps me on my toes. And I use it to change the batteries in my smoke detector and my alarms and everything else. And
all right,
I try to make the best of it.
I question it. I mean, you go along with it, good for you, and you use it productively. I just am aggravated by it. 504-556-9696. I'm also aggravated by the Biden gang threatening to shut down another gas pipeline. I don't know if you heard about this. They've targeted another one. This is one in Michigan. This is following news that there could be outages in the St. Louis area after another pipeline was shut down from Illinois to Missouri. So this administration is now showing itself to be extremely anti-oil and gas. And I don't think people realize these are horrible ramifications for the people. I got about 30 seconds. Any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I think that we shut down the pipelines, we shut down our economy, and we're heading into winter, and there are going to be people out in the cold who can't afford to heat their homes.
That's exactly right. And I guess to the Biden administration, it's a big laugh. It's hilarious. The Secretary of Energy just laughing about it the other day. Big, big joke to her. Not to a lot of Americans are going to be suffering. 504-556-9696 to join us. It's a He Said, She Said right here in the airways on WGSO. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's Y-O-R-E Spot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com. where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
Hey, we're back. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Jeff Carrier with Carol LaGreco taking your calls 504-556-9696. Throw the issues we want to throw out here, Carol, and then we'll go right back to the phone calls. Some interesting news in the John Durham investigation. The former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said he turned over 1,000 documents to Durham. He expects many more indictments. There have been 3 so far, and it could be that Durham is connecting the dots to the Clinton campaign and this whole Russia hoax. Not Donald Trump, but Clinton was involved in this, and supposedly snookered the FBI, although I don't see how. Supposedly it did. Do you have any hope in this investigation?
I think... you know, sunlight is the best cleansing agent we have. It brings us back to Uranium One. And, yeah. You know, the Russia collusion, excuse me. You know, who was involved with Russia? You know, this is the whole deal. Hillary Clinton selling 20% of our uranium to Russia. You know, who got caught? A Russian analyst who's an asset for them, who was paid by Hillary Clinton.
Right. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense. I mean, they always, whatever they accuse Donald Trump of is what they're doing, it seems, Carol, whether it be the whole Russian collusion, whether it be a Ukrainian shakedown. That was not Donald Trump. That was them. And then, of course, you know, it's one hoax after another. And then, of course, there's this the Charlottesville whole thing. That was a hoax. He never said what they said that he said. And then the January 6th hoax, never what they claimed it to be. And he did not tell people to harm anyone. He said, peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard. That doesn't seem like to me a call to arms at all.
Absolutely not.
Of course, he was impeached. Impeached. Right. And our own senator, Bill Cassidy, voted to convict him because he claimed the evidence was there.
Well, I don't think Cassidy has much more time, you know, in the state of Louisiana. He's going to need to find a job doing something else.
Well, he's got 5 more years. I mean, unless he's... I don't know. I'm calling for his resignation, yeah, unless
exactly.
He can be recalled. But we haven't been able to recall anybody in the Congress ever. Speaking of January 6th, did you know, Carol, that now General Flynn has been subpoenaed by this sham January 6th committee? And they're also issuing subpoenas to 6 other Trump campaign associates.
That's just their way of torturing and terrorizing these people to no end. If you supported President Trump in any way, they're going to come back after you and they're going to continue to attack you. You look at the Mockingbird Media, which is just an arm of the FBI, and it's this administration and many others who have gaslit the American people, spoon-feeding us lies on a daily basis.
No doubt. 504-556-9696. And finally, I did think this was sort of interesting. Wichita Thunder is a minor league hockey team in Wichita, Kansas. The other night, video posted to social media shows a woman wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt was ejected from the game. 2 security guards are seen approaching the woman and asking her to leave. And she is polite and compliant as she walks up the stairs as people in the stands start chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." This has really become a national chant, Carol. I mean, it's really gone viral.
It's a good thing. People are so frustrated. And, you know, we are not given the ability to speak our minds. We've been told to sit down and shut up and be good little boys and girls and do what mommy and daddy say, which is this administration, the media, you know, it's them fighting back. We, the people, finally standing up saying no more. This is people that don't know what to do, finding some way to let people know that they're frustrated.
504-556-9696. Let's welcome an old friend. Haven't heard from him in a while. Glad to hear from him. Our friend, the professor, Joseph in Metairie, joining us. How you doing, my friend? Welcome. Good morning. Good evening.
Well, let's talk about something more interesting than my declining health. Now, last week, a story that was on the news for a bit was that Red China is accelerating her investment in her nuclear capability, nuclear arms capability. I don't know if you saw that picture that went with that story, and that was a huge Chinese, Red Chinese sub, Boomer class, capable of firing intercontinental ballistic missiles below the water, from below the water. Very huge submarine. Looks like it was very new, built either by the Red Chinese themselves at home, but the design doesn't tell me it's a design from Red China. It's a Western design. It could be Russian, but it could be from another country. And I'm trying to find out is where was that Red Chinese submarine built? Because I don't think it was really built in Red China.
Well, you got me, Joseph. I'll look into it. I mean, all I know is now the Chinese Navy is bigger than our Navy. And they are growing like crazy. And by the way, what we're worried about doing is being woke. And we just named a ship after Harvey Milk, the, I guess, LGBT leader and former official out in San Francisco. So, I mean, I don't think the Chinese are worried about all that. They're just worried about improving their capabilities. But thank you, my friend. Great to hear from you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Yes, woke U.S. Navy named ship after the gay civil rights leader, Harvey Milk. It was christened by a transgender veteran. So there you go. Carol, your thoughts?
Oh, too much controversy for me. You don't want my opinion on that because I'm way too conservative for the wokeness that they're putting out there today.
But, I mean, it just seems like we're distracted with checking woke boxes and making sure we're kowtowing to every interest here and there. And what about our readiness? What about protecting the country? What about our national defense? What about keeping up with China, as Joseph was talking about?
Well, Biden seems to think that we should surrender to China. There's nothing that we need to do. We just are going to give all of our jobs away. We're going to give our technology. We're going to give anything that oil and gas, anything. Just let China burn, you know, fuel to the nth degree when we're going to say, oh, we can't even have pipelines. I mean, the pipelines are one of the best ways to control the oil. You want to get rid of CO2 emissions? Well, then let's not truck them around. Let's run them through the pipelines where you have accountability. You know where it's going, how much is going in, how much tax is going to whomever and wherever.
And it's environmentally safer and much more efficient. And maybe that's why they hate it so much. All right, Carol Agreco, great job. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll look forward to having you back on next week with us on He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruer here. I'll be back in the morning for Ringside Politics. Keep it right here. Something to say next on WGSO.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not side on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated, and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our